The movie Seabiscuit is off to a strong start in theaters. Commentator Frank DeFord likes the reminder of a rare moment when America fell totally in love with an athlete.
What has made so special the reincarnation of Seabiscuit is not only that it's Laura Hillenbrand's terrific tale of the underdog, but it's about how our whole nation came to idolize that one homely little horse. There's a great irony inherent in that. As much as we Americans cheer for the sports hero of the moment, it's really very seldom when athletes become our national idols. That happens much more in smaller countries where almost any champion becomes a love object for the whole nation. Think Goran Ivanišević returning to Croatia after winning Wimbledon, standing on a balcony like a king, a whole nation's mob cheering below. It's not only our huge size, but also the fact that we concentrate so on domestic rivalries. So it's really quite difficult for any one athlete to earn the whole affection of this great sprawling stew pot that is the United States. Oh, sure, somebody wins a gold medal or stars in the Super Bowl and off they go to Disney World or the White House, but that doesn't mean we all welcome them into our hearts. Well, maybe Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa when they were going for the home run record in 98. But our affection for the home team precludes our embracing even the greatest stars. Michael Jordan was a special effect, admired more as a technological marvel than as a love object. Well, let's see now. Amongst individual sports stars, Arnold Palmer was everybody's Valentine when he first came to prominence. And when Jack Nicklaus won the Masters in 1986 when he was 46, at least for a moment, the whole nation loved the old man. And pretty little gold medalists like Peggy Fleming, Dorothy Hamill, or Mary Lou Retton became the real Miss Americas for a while. Still, the only time that we really acted like a small town that had won the state championship was at the 1980 Olympics with our U.S. hockey team, coached by Herb Brooks, who was sadly just killed in an automobile accident. What did it matter that most Americans had never even seen an ice hockey game? For once, the big United States was an underdog, as Brooks' kids beat the big bad guys, the dirty communists. By contrast, the great basketball dream team of 92 was more like a rock group on tour, just playing their greatest hits. Athletes, too, are invariably short-lived creatures. We forget them. When showbiz icons, like, say, most recently Bob Hope and Katharine Hepburn die, there's much more of a national outpouring than when even some genuinely great players like Ted Williams or Johnny Unitas go. We keep on growing up with movie stars, but with sports stars, there's a disconnect, and we can't bring them along with us. With time, they fade. The athletes we always love are the ones who played for our team, for our college. The other great ones we admire, but unlike the national heroes in other countries, really rarely are any of our athletes truly All-American. Only Herb Brooks made that happen to a whole team once.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Thank you.